This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I rarely review messages because there's not enough time to get through a message without even reviewing the previous message, but today and today only, I'm going to review last week's 3 points, and you may want to write these down if you weren't here, the 3 ways that you get wisdom to see life from God's point of view, because I think they're really the theme for this whole message. The number one way you get wisdom is you ask for it. You ask for it. Did you know the Bible says in James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God. Here's the irony. God says the one thing I'll give freely to anybody who asks is wisdom, and yet it's the one thing, get this, that Christian men and Christian women don't ask for. And I can prove it privately and personally to you by just asking you a personal question. Think in your own life as I think in mine. When's the last time you asked God for wisdom? When's the last time you said, Lord, we need wisdom in our marriage. We need wisdom in our relationships with our parents. We need wisdom in relationship with the children. We need wisdom in dealing with finances. We need wisdom in dealing with our health issues. Give us wisdom. And yet, ironically, Christian after Christian would say, haven't done it in years. Haven't done it in months or at least weeks. And yet it's the one thing God says, you ask and I'll give you wisdom. That's the first thing we shared last week. The second one, and this was a little bit unpopular with people, but yet it's biblical. The second biblical instruction for getting wisdom is to think frequently of your death. Boy, that doesn't sound positive. What do you mean, think about my death? Well, think of the shortness of this life and the infinite length of the next. Psalm 90, verse 12 says, Lord, teach us to number our days so that what? We may get a heart of wisdom. There's nothing that will inject wisdom into your life faster than knowing that there's a start date with your life and an end date. Just like you have a start date with a job and you have an end date with the job. And as unpopular and as unsettling as that may be, that's the truth. And that brings about, in of itself, wisdom into a man's life or a woman's life to number our days, to see how short it is, and so that we may get a heart of wisdom. And the third one, and the most important, I think the way you get wisdom is you come to Jesus. Paul and the apostle in Corinthians would say, Christ is the wisdom of God. So 125 times in the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament, the words wisdom and wise is used. In the New Testament, Paul says, Christ is the wisdom of God. You get Jesus, you got wisdom. And do you know there is a difference between wisdom and intelligence? Don't ever mix up wisdom and intelligence. It has nothing to do with your IQ. It has everything to do with your heart. That's why this may shock you, but some people maybe with a relatively low IQ can have a heart of wisdom that would humble you and humble me. A person with a relatively low IQ can have a heart of wisdom and they discern things in their spirit that you will never discern. I will never discern because they have a heart of wisdom that comes from God. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Do you know what the temptation is in life is to trust in you? Do you realize in our culture today, we elevate self to the point we've made self God and trust your gut instincts. Trust with your feelings and your inclinations are what you should trust. You know what? I've been misled by my inclinations and I have been misled by my gut feelings, and if you're honest, so have you. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, which means this, you don't depend on yourself for the final word on anything. Where does it say in the Bible that you are the final word on everything in your life? You're not, and neither am I.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.